God sent his only son. He came to our world to be with us, to restore our lives, to forgive us. He knows the burdens we have to bear, our pain, our sadness. He longs to share. Sorrows, he holds them in his heart. He cares, he feels, he carries every part.
Have you ever felt you've been compared to someone else and somehow found wanting? Or maybe you've been doing the comparing. Well, this is not usually helpful. You may have felt jealous of someone else's achievements, a bit envious that they seem to have got further than you or received more attention, and it's made you feel insignificant. This has the effect of curbing your activity. I experienced this myself when I was a teenager. When people came to our house, my dad engaged with my friends more than he did with me, because he felt they would be able to understand better the work he was doing or ideas he was having because of me not being able to see. Blindness was a barrier, so I felt inferior to them, like I was a disappointment. I so wanted to be part of my dad's world. But does God care about our need for validation? Yes, he certainly does, and he's always wanting to show us our true worth. It matters profoundly to him when someone, for whatever reason, has been rejected or feels they can't quite match up, because he made us in his image, and he never makes rubbish. So to him we are rare, valuable, precious, and made to be loved. We can see God's care in the story of Rachel and Leah in Genesis 29. Laban had two daughters, Leah the oldest and Rachel the youngest. It says about these two eligible daughters, Leah had no sparkle in her eyes, but Rachel was beautiful in every way, with a lovely face and shapely figure. Verse 17. Well, there we have it, a comparison of the two, from which Leah comes off rather badly. Laban's nephew Jacob had come to work for him, and it is Rachel Jacob has lost his heart to. Laban said, "What can I give you for your wages?" Jacob agreed to work 7 years for Rachel's hand, but it was the custom to marry off the oldest first. So on the bridal night after a feast, Laban tricked Jacob into sleeping with Leah instead of Rachel. When Jacob realized, he felt angry and cheated. And what about Leah? She knew she would never be what Jacob really wanted. Laban gave Rachel to Jacob in the end too, and people did have more than one wife in those days. But Leah longed for Jacob to love her, and she brought her feelings of deep sadness and despair to God. He heard her heart's cry. In verse 31 it says, "Because Leah was unloved, the Lord let her have a child, while Rachel was childless." Yes. A child to love and care for, to be her comfort. Verse 32, "So Leah became pregnant and had a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, 'The Lord has noticed my misery, and now my husband will love me.'" The striving between the two sisters continued, and in the end, Rachel had children too. But in God's eyes, both of them were equally important, and he used them both as the means by which the 12 tribes of Israel came into being. God has given each person something beautiful in which they can shine, some special gift or way of expressing his love to the world, something that is unique to them. He doesn't leave you out. Ask God to show you the precious jewels he's put in your life, and instead of longing for what others have, start realizing your own God-given potential and thank him for the things he has put in your life. Let's pray. Father, thank you that I am someone of inestimable value, precious and unique, because you have put your very breath in me to show your heart to the world. Forgive me for any time when I've rejected myself or felt I was not worth bothering with. You have chosen me, so help me never to underestimate what you can do through me by the power of your wonderful Spirit. Amen.
Glorious call, my destiny. You, Lord, in me and I in you. The old has gone and you are making me new, helping me grow to maturity till the likeness of Jesus is formed. Seated together.